on the right side on the aisle.
Dave Skreta from the AP. Devontae, how much have you thought about last year's performance in the NCAA tournament that ended your season?
As far as?
Just your struggles in that game, how much has that motivated you, carried you?
I really haven't thought about it at all. You know, I just, you know, it's a whole new year. You got to focus on what you can control, and I can't control anything that happened in the past. So I'm just focused on what the present is presenting me and focus on my teammates and going out and trying to compete.
On the aisle.
Coach, can you talk about your team's composure early in the game when you got down about 10 early in that one, came back really quick after?
Well, I think I didn't think we showed a lot early. I thought we bailed them out by shooting some contested shots. And you know, you look at it and you think we're not playing good defense, but usually if you hold a team to 19 points, in 13 minutes, you think that's not your defense. It's probably your offense, but the problem is we only had 11 in 13 minutes. But, you know, the league came off a little bit late, and Devontae got us going in the first half. But if we were poised at all, it's just the fact that we didn't panic. But I don't think our execution was good by any stretch.
Again, if we can direct our questions to student-athletes and we'll get them back in the locker room, then we'll have Coach Self finish up right there in the back. Yeah.
Kelton Brooks, Hutch News. Malik, Penn was one of the, I guess, trendy picks to upset Kansas. Did you guys come to the game thinking about that at all?
It was in the back of our head, but it wasn't the main focus. You know, we just wanted to come out, execute our scouting report, and just go out, have fun, play hard. So, it was in the back of our mind, but it wasn't the main focus.
In the back, go ahead.
For Devontae, Jack Nitto, KJHK News. Was there a moment or a specific play in the first half where, you know, the team wasn't making the jump shots, but you kind of took over? Was there a specific play that kind of triggered you to kind of take the lead?
Not really. You know, I just kept telling the guys, you know, keep shooting. We can't keep missing. But just focus on defense and we'll start making shots. Not at any specific, you know, play that happened. Just being aggressive and talking to my teammates.
Other questions for our student athletes? Okay, we're going to go in the back, then we're going in the front. Well, we'll get you in the front here, sir. Go ahead.
Zach Frazilla, New York Post. After watching them on film and then watching them up close, did that really feel like a 116 game to you guys? And do you think that's a good way to start the tournament by getting pushed?
Start with Malik, then Devontae.
I think those guys, they were better than the 16 seed, if you ask me. And the same way that they played on film, we knew that's how they was going to come out, you know, shooting threes, back cutting and things like that. And they did everything that was on the scouting report.
Just like Malik said, I think they was better than a 16 seed. And the way they played is hard to guard because they backdoor you, and you're so worried about not getting backdoored that they pop back and they shoot the ball so fast. So they run a good offense, and they got a lot of good skilled players that know how to move well without the ball and just play real fundamental. So, you know, you got to give them a lot of props. They played real well and real hard.
Didn't we have a question in the back? Okay, go ahead.
Devontae, you were going at will, just not finishing your shots early. Did you just think it would just be a matter of time before you got it going here?
Yeah, that's exactly what I told Malik earlier. I was like, man, I'm just not finishing, not making my shots that I usually make. So just told me keep being aggressive. You know, I got to be aggressive for us, especially offensively, getting downhill and trying to make plays for myself and the team. So I just stayed aggressive, and I knew that it would fall.
Any other questions for our student athletes? Okay, thank you very much, guys. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. Kansas locker room still open for about another 20 minutes. At this time, we'll take questions for Coach Self on the aisle.
Bill, Mike Jensen from the Philadelphia Inquirer. When you recruited Devontae, there's a difference between aggressive and effective. Did you know he could? Did you have a feeling he could do something like this at these kinds of times?
When we recruited him?
Yeah, way back.
I knew that he would be a good player. I didn't know that he was going to be a first-team All-American. And we didn't know Frank was going to be National Player of the Year when we recruited him. He signed with Towson. So, you know, we've been so fortunate to have you know, these guys each for 4 years and watch their development. And certainly, I don't think Devontae was his best today, but he was terrific when we needed separation the most and made some timely plays the second half. But we've seen this many times with him, and you know, I don't know if anybody could ever predict a guy would go from an unknown to a first team All American, but he is one terrific guard.
Other questions for Coach Self in the back there? Then we'll go to the front. Yeah.
Bill Mark Narducci, the Philadelphia Inquirer. Just could you give me your impression on Penn? I mean, you had given them so much respect coming into this game. Just what did you think after playing them?
I think they were probably even better than what I thought they would be watching on tape. I knew we'd have a hard time guarding them. And if you'd told me before the game that they'd only get 60, I would say that we had an unbelievable defensive game. They can all pass, and they play well without the ball, like the guys said. And defensively, they don't pressure, but they make it hard to get all the way to the basket, and then they do a good job of contesting the three-point line. So we had to make a lot of shots in between, and we got to the basket a few times. But I think they're really good. That, you know, I don't study this like some may, but I look at their RPI, and they're 111. And I look at their BPI and they're 100. Well, there's teams in our league that are about that equal, and I know how hard we had to play and how much we could struggle against teams in our league, and I don't think they disappointed in how they played. I bet Steve would say that they missed some shots in the last 10 minutes, but I would think he said they played extremely well.
In the front on the aisle, then we're going far left side.
Coach, you got Udoka in there a little bit early in the game, but Mitch Lightfoot stepped up huge for you guys. Can you just talk about his success today?
Well, he had 5 to 6 minutes with Doak. That's the max we could have. And so using 3 the first half, and really I was, you know, if you watched him, he didn't move very well. And we would have put him in the second half if we would have needed to, but foul situations didn't dictate that. So we decided to go ahead and hope we can get him at 80%, 85% tomorrow for a full practice, and then have him available to us on Saturday. But I thought Mitch and Silvio both struggled the first half, in large part because the angles of our screens were so poor. But the second half, I thought Mitch played great. I thought defensively he was good. He rebounded the ball. He had low hands on every back cut, which, you know, there were some guys open. They just couldn't throw it because our hands were in the right spot. And then, of course, he made some timely baskets for us, too.
The left side.
Coach, what are the dynamics among good, proud athletes? When the halftime box score was pretty dramatic. I don't know if I've ever seen one where your leading scorer has 19 and then the next has 5. Does everybody beyond Devontae take that to heart and say, you know, change that around a little bit?
Do I say change that at halftime?
Do the guys look at that, do you think?
I don't know that I told anybody he had 19 and a half. Maybe they knew. You know, we didn't play very well offensively the first half at all. We stunk. And it's hard for us to play well offensively unless we make shots, because we don't have a big guy that we can play through right now. I mean, usually we have Doak throw it in there, and, you know, he can get you 4 or 5 baskets a half, you know, and we just didn't have that. So, you know, he obviously took it on himself, but the way they defended us, we needed a guard to take it on himself to get downhill. So, he was terrific in the first half. There's no doubt about that. And, you know, we played K-State the other day, if I'm not mistaken, and Malik had 20 at half when he was basically our only offense. So, you know, this time of year when you don't play well, you need one player to kind of carry you, and he certainly did today at the end of the half.
We have 5 minutes left in the interview session. We're going to stay on the left side in the plaid shirt, then we'll go to you in the back. Yeah.
Coach, you said yesterday you hoped this would be kind of a home away from home for you guys down here in Wichita. What did you make of the fan support today, and how does it compare to other venues you traveled to?
Well, it's as good as it could be today for us. I can't, you know, as little as we did to excite anybody for a long period of time, I thought the fans were terrific. And then the second half, obviously, we played better. But it was great. I don't know what the place seats, 15 or 16, and there had to be 12. At least that were pro KU, so that certainly didn't hurt us today.
Staying on the left side, yeah, go ahead.
Tyler Jones, KUJH. Coach, your thoughts on Legerald Vick today, 14 points, yeah. 5 of 7 from the field. What'd you like from his performance?
Well, he's played better of late, and he was more aggressive today. I still wish he'd drive the ball more, but you know, he was good today. He was good on both ends, and, you know, he made two big threes for us. But the biggest thing is he's playing off of other guys. He's not forcing it, but still yet he's being pretty aggressive. I thought statistically, without question, you would say he had probably the best game of the day. He and Mitch, you know, because it took Devontae a lot of shots to get 29. But I thought Legerald was really solid.
Going to go on the right side on the aisle and then have time for one more question after
Zach
this.
Zach Ziller, New York Post. Bill, today obviously you mentioned the crowd, and Saturday it's, you know, all reports it's going to be another, you know, huge Kansas fans everywhere. How much of an advantage do you think that is today, and how much of an advantage do you think it will be Saturday?
You know what, I do think it's an advantage in certain stretches. I don't think it's always an advantage. I think sometimes playing at home can create a situation where there's added pressure. You know, last year we played in Kansas City, and we had it rolling the first game, and it was jumping. In the second game, you know, we couldn't make a shot, and it was, I think the guys felt like that you know, every fan was holding their breath every possession. So, you know, it's definitely more positive than not positive, without question, but I don't think it plays a huge role in certain segments of a game. But when you get rolling or you get on a little roll, it definitely gives you momentum. The fans do.
Time for one final question out there. Okay, congratulations. Okay.